that the chief of staff, Joseph Dunford, who's a Marine Corps general, should offer the rationale that the United States should stay in Afghanistan or face another 9/11 is ridiculous beyond belief. Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11, which was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons in the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Although the government has spun the fanciful story that the country was attacked by 19 Islamic terrorists under the control of a guy in a cave off in Afghanistan, it was complete poppycock, fabricated, bore no relation to reality. While 15 of the alleged hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, none of them were from Afghanistan. And the idea that Osama bin Laden was conducting this operation against the United States was a fantasy. When he was initially informed about the attack, he explained that he had had nothing to do with it, that murdering innocent women and children was contrary to the tenets of the Quran, and that there appeared to be a government within the government of the United States that wanted to blame this on Muslims, on all points of which he was completely correct. The United States would launch an invasion of Afghanistan virtually immediately, which appears to have been to exploit its vast mineral resources, including one of the world's largest deposits of lithium, which is used for triggers of atomic weapons in computers, and for electric car batteries, which are becoming very popular in the United States, a deposit only rivaled by a comparable deposit in Bolivia. And, of course, to guard the poppy crops, where the Taliban had all but extinguished the poppy fields, but which now, since the United States has returned to Afghanistan, are thriving and abundant, where many, a military officer has returned from Afghanistan in disgust, explaining his role there was to protect the poppies from destruction, because the CIA became hooked on cocaine during the war in Vietnam and has been running the world's largest drug operation, even exceeding those of the cartels in Mexico in order to enrich its own profits. In fact, the absurdity of the story we were told is reinforced by the fact that Osama bin Laden was actually an officer with the CIA. His rank was colonel, his name Tim Osmond. He was visited in a hospital in Dubai shortly before his demise from his medical conditions, where it's difficult to get those dialysis machines in and out of those caves in Afghanistan by a CIA official. He died of his medical problems in Afghanistan on 15 December 2001. He was buried in an unmarked grave in accordance with Muslim traditions. There were local obituaries. Both CNN and Fox News on the 26th of December 2001 reported that Osama bin Laden was dead. In my role as the founder and chairman of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, we monitored these developments, including a series of audio tapes and videotapes that were released subsequently that featured fake bin Ladens, body doubles that were easily discernible not to be the real Osama, and audio tapes that were inconsistent with his past practices linguistically, where I consulted with the leading expert on Osama bin Laden in the world, who was at Duke University, and we published news releases about it, which you can find in the archives for Scholars for 9/11 Truth at the website, 911scholars.org. Barack Obama, however, found it politically expedient to resurrect Osama and to have him die again in a staged rage on the compound in Pakistan, where even local residents acknowledged they'd never seen Osama bin Laden, had no awareness of his presence when shown a photograph of someone who, taken from behind, who looked vaguely like Osama watching television. They confirmed that was the owner of the compound, who was most certainly not Osama bin Laden. There was even a staged photograph taken in the West Wing of the leading figures of the government watching what was supposed to be the live screen event taking place, was distributed around the world as though this were watching the action as it went down, until Leon Panetta, then the director of the CIA, blew their cover and explained that there'd been no video or live coverage for the first 20 to 25 minutes, which was the entire duration of the raid. But by claiming that the tip had come from Guantanamo, Obama neutralized criticism that he had allowed Guantanamo to remain open, even though that was principally because of opposition by the Republicans. By claiming he used a team of military U.S. personnel stationed in Pakistan, he also neutralized the criticism that we had troops stationed there as well, and as a consequence positioned himself for a triumphal reelection as President of the United States. It was an elaborate scam. Many experts have agreed there were only two agencies in the world that could have pulled off 9/11. Those were the CIA and the Mossad. And on that particular occasion, they were acting in concert in order to create a pretext for drawing the United States into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that had served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. It hasn't played out that way because of the intervention of Russia and Iran at the request of Bashar al-Assad in defense of Syria, but not for lack of trying. I am profoundly embarrassed that a Marine Corps general holding this position would not know more of the facts of the matter, because I myself served as a Marine Corps officer, resigning my commission as a captain to enter graduate school to pursue a PhD in the history and the philosophy of science. This is an unbelievable report. The United States has no justification for remaining in Afghanistan, which is the longest war we have ever fought, for no good reason. A deplorable situation. And I can only hope that the president might come to his senses and reaffirm the policies on which he campaigned when he was elected president of the United States, of getting us out of the Middle East, including Afghanistan. This is a stunning situation, completely deplorable, and I am frankly appalled.